What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Pointless Sports Opinions. You are listening to the voice of Chase, and then across from me is Caleb. What are you wearing? Your Golden State Warriors shirt? Look at that.
Yeah, is that okay?
I didn't know if you were one of the bandwagons that are done with them now.
Of course.
No. And then we got Nick over here.
I'm back.
He's wearing some shirt that he found on the side of the road.
We lost him for a while. Man.
I haven't washed it.
You got some dust on it.
You look like you. Did you take a shower? Your hair's nice and fluffy today. You look like Kia after she gets done with a bath. I like it. I want to run my fingers through it.
I was doing.
Is that weird?
No, don't.
Never mind.
Do not rub my hair, please.
But yeah, this is the NFL podcast of Pointless Sports Opinions. But first, make sure you follow us at Pointless Sports Opinions on Facebook and Instagram.
Twitter and Instagram.
Look at that. That's the first one I fucked up in a long time.
You fucked up the whole thing.
Make sure you follow us at Pointless Sports Opinions on Twitter.
You're still doing it wrong.
PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram.
Holy shit.
Dude. Rerun this real quick.
Like I said.
He's fucked
I'm
with my
sick,
hair, dude.
I'm sick, dude. Yeah.
He's
I'm
like,
just,
his hair looks like.
Just
touch it. Here, touch it.
So you know how hard it is?
Touch it.
You know how hard it is to think whenever you
hair.
Got a full rager going right now after looking at Nick?
Oh, God.
Make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram. And then Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. We also have a SeatGeek link. And there's some events coming up other than Blues games, of course. You can always use our link for that. But we do have some pretty interesting events coming up. First one's Wicked.
Are you going to see Wicked?
I was about to say, has Elena talked you into it?
No, she hasn't said a damn thing about
what?
It. What? I'm kind of upset.
Nothing?
Low-key upset.
Dude, hey, you tell if Elena's down, hit me up. Because I want to see some Wicked. I'm down. Next one's Jingle Fest for all you country fans.
Jingle Fest is country?
It's a new age country.
What's that?
I thought that was like Christmas
stuff.
That's
like, you know, poppy stuff. No, it's Jingle Fest. All your new country artists go on stage and sing at one time.
I think I've heard of this.
Country does suck. But hey, for all you fans of country that listen to Pointless Sports Opinions, not everybody has the same, you know, genre of music that they like that me and you like.
We are in Missouri.
Well, that's your fault. Luke's just, you know, pissed off that he goes to BPV, you know, and grinds on women the whole time, and he's tired of listening to Josh
Turner. He doesn't grind on them. They grind on him.
Yeah, Luke's in,
Luke can't
he's
keep
like,
him off of him, dude.
Like, Luke danced with her. He's like, I'm not worried about it.
Luke can't keep the women off of him, dude.
And then also, we know we have a lot of people. Did I cancel it out?
Yeah.
Also, we have, you know, there's a lot of people that listen to our show that have kids, whether they wanted to have them or not.
Oh.
But Disney Junior Dance Party.
What the hell is this?
I don't know.
Like the Wiggles?
Yeah, sure. It's Fruit Disney salad. Junior stuff. It's a dance party. Sounds fun to me if there's alcohol there. Hey, beer on tap?
You gonna go pick up chicks there, Chase?
Yeah. Single moms.
The Disney Junior Dance Party?
I've always wanted to be a stepdad.
No, you don't.
They look good on the videos that I watch. Oh, man. There you go. I knew Nick would. Took him a minute to figure it out.
No,
that
just,
is a porn joke.
I tried
but
not
if you have children,
come on.
If you have children, Disney Junior Dance Party is coming in a place near you.
Guess what? You missed one. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas stuff, dude. All kinds of like the Nutcracker.
Yeah. I read a bunch of Nutcracker ones last week. I was tired of the Nutcracker one.
I'm pretty sure.
Nutcracker, hip hop, Nutcracker.
Orchestra.
My
orchestra shows.
600 pound Nutcracker. Well, this is the NFL podcast, whether you know it or not.
Here.
I've messed up so many things in that leadway. I'm sick, in case you guys can't tell. I'm really sick.
You're
my throat hurts.
Sick.
My
sick
nose
in the
is
head.
Jacked
we
up.
We come here listening to you, expecting you to be sick. So,
well,
yeah, we have
soon
we have
it will
think,
be
you
over.
Know, your immune system, you know, maybe you have AIDS or something.
Hey,
you tell
surprise
us when you're
me.
Healthy,
I look like Freddie
dog.
Mercury right now.
You tell us when you're healthy, big dog.
I will.
That's the real news.
Okay, well, this is the NFL podcast, not the Chase is Dying of Cancer podcast.
Wait, when you having surgery?
Thursday.
Are you going to be able to shoot?
Yeah.
I'll probably be clogged
like,
up, but I'll be
talking
here.
Like this?
Okay.
Or what? Like Urkel?
I might be. And if anything, you'll
we
make my nose.
It'll
change my voice. Because I'll be less nasally. Because the whole point, I sound like that little nasal. You know what I'm talking about? That little curve. That
Yeah.
I got my voice.
It's most white people have it.
Well, it's going to be gone because they're going to readjust
it.
You know?
Live from your hospital bed.
Less severe.
I'm going to be in and
it's
out that day.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be all clogged up, a couple tampons in my nose, and we'll call it a weekend.
Is your mom going to pick you up?
Yeah.
She can't. Is your dad going to pick you up?
She's in her freaking wheelchair? No, she can't pick me up.
Is Chad going to pick you up?
No. My aunt is. I'll be fine. You guys don't worry about me. This is the NFL podcast. I don't want to talk about my personal life here. So the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Mafia, they stuffed Dak's ass on Thanksgiving.
Caleb, I read that one. You didn't even
stuffed him like a turkey.
Stuffed him, yeah. They just do. Hand full, the hand probably down to the elbow, I think, in Dak's behind. Maybe? No? Okay, they won 26-15.
I would say they were more up Jason Garrett's behind.
Well, yeah. He's,
not Dak.
He probably was clapping and not trying to get high fives while somebody's hand was up there, too, and it didn't work. But Buffalo won 26-15. Josh Allen, 231 yards, one passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown. That was amazing. As always, Josh Allen, underrated runner, I'd say. And then Dak, 355 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Reports are coming out that Jerry Jones really wants Jason Garrett to finish out this season, and then they'll discuss the possibility of moving on or not. Do you guys think that's a good idea? And also, is there any chance now, after they just lost to the Buffalo Bills, they're 6-6 leading the division. Philadelphia's right behind them at 5-7. They lost two.
Ugh.
Any chance Jason Garrett
can
get an extension?
Yeah.
An extension?
He wins.
Or he can stay as the Cowboys
head
coach.
Wins one? Or two.
No.
They're saying if he makes it to the NFC Championship, he still might get the Bootski.
He's not getting fired. He'll make it to the end of the season.
Yeah, no, we already know that.
Yeah, they just said that. Did you not listen to what I just said?
Okay.
Meant beyond.
He's too busy thinking about Dak's ass getting stuffed.
No. There's no way.
Off season, no.
I think if they make a little run, but I don't
There's
no way they're going to make a run.
This team is so freaking stacked and so talented, and they're 6-6. That's sad.
Yeah.
You have one of the greatest offensive line pairs of all time.
Did they just lose Collins? They just lost their stud guard.
Landon Collins?
Lyle
Collins.
Well, yeah.
ACL, so he's out.
Yeah.
That's a big blow to them in that line, and like they can't afford that.
Zeke hasn't really done shit this season, to be honest. I mean,
he's been okay.
This has been Prescott's team.
He just hasn't, taken over and gotten 100.
Issue is coaching.
Yeah,
can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Okay. Six catches for 110 yards and one touchdown. Who put up that stat line
against
the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, against?
Yeah.
There was a guy who
played on their team.
Cole Beasley.
For a number of years, and they didn't know how to guard him. He blew up their ass on Thanksgiving.
He did.
He was literally on their practice field every single day for how many years ago?
He might have evolved a little bit.
Yeah, evolved. He's Cole Beasley. He's the same every year.
He is the
their coaching is a joke.
Third string wide receiver.
Garrett's holding them back. I think everyone knows it at this point.
Yeah.
If he makes it out of this season, I don't know what to say.
Jerry Jones just wants that Super Bowl.
Jerry Jones loves him. It's already 3 years overdue. Like
they
he shouldn't
like
be
father,
there.
Son
well, did you hear with
on?
Jerry Jones? They've been together for a lifetime in football because they've been together what 6 or 7 years, and that's a lifetime.
And also he was the quarterback for him back in the day.
Yeah,
backup Jerry. Yeah, yeah, he was a backup.
Get him out.
Yeah, get him.
That's terrible.
The only way I think if he makes it,
that's a high profile job. Anybody would do that.
It's
like we talked about last week.
Probably the best job in
Lincoln
the freaking
Riley,
NFL.
Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer said he would come out of retirement for that shit. Like, come on, you have options. Why are you hiring Jason? Why are you keeping Jason Garrett? Hell, if you want to go something different, get Kellen Moore in there. Do something.
This is such a down year for that division. You could be dominant. They haven't beat a team with a winning record this season. It's such a down year. The second place team is 5-7. Like, you should be dominating, and they're literally 6-6. So
literally the entire Philadelphia Eagles team is on the IR or hurt. Like, Alshon has been hurt since Super Bowl 2 years ago.
He finally played, and Wentz has looked so shitty.
Wentz played good this week. But, we're going on to a different game. Get Jason Garrett out of there. I agree. Saints, they've proven 10-2. We don't really hear much about the Saints very often when we talk about top teams in the NFC. The Saints won 26-18. They beat the Falcons. Breeze, 184 yards, one touchdown. I like games like this from Breeze where he doesn't really have to do shit, because that's kind of where we're at in the Breeze tenure of the Saints. You know, he's not going to really put up that big stat sheet anymore, which is fine. And they got a good team around him.
They're I think it was really, really important overall as a factor that he got hurt. Because you know how he usually has that huge first half and he really falls off.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to play. He didn't have to get that wear and tear. So now he's kind of back. I feel like he's fresher. So you're going to see a really good Drew Brees the rest of the year, I think.
I didn't know. He's 40 years old. Do you know that? That's old.
He's old.
Old as shit.
He's been around.
Matt Ryan, 312 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. We always, like, what I've heard this whole season is 49ers being the best team in the league, the Patriots being the best team in the league, Seattle, Baltimore, those teams. Nobody's talked about the Saints. Saints, quietly,
tied for
are 10-2.
Tied for the best record in the NFL.
Yeah, and tied for the best in the NFC, too, with San Francisco. So, I mean, the answer, we've kind of already answered. They are slept on, but are they the best team in the NFC?
Are we sleeping on them, or do you expect this out of this Saints team? You expect it every year.
Yeah. You got an elite head coach.
Have they lost the division? Or did they? The last time they've lost the division was when the Falcons took it.
Yeah.
Went to the Super Bowl. I'm pretty sure they went to the playoffs.
Cam probably took it a couple.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they've been to the playoffs like 4 years in a row, something like that.
When's the last time Brees has missed the playoffs?
Yeah, so, you mean,
I think there was a year. Maybe.
So, like you say, we
got like 8-7-1 or some shit.
I don't want to say they're slept on because that's what they do.
The bounty gates you don't really hear about them.
They just
do
their business.
They're not on the front page. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
because nobody blows. You don't have a Lamar Jackson.
They've got a Michael Thomas, though, and he is.
He's been unbelievable.
That kid is. You can hear people throw his name in the MVP talks. It's not going to happen. It's wide receiver. But he is that quality of a player that he is going to be a dominant force on the field. Just watch him going up for balls, watching him just be wide open. It's amazing.
So out of all the teams in the NFC, where do you put the Saints?
I'd say they're the best.
I'd say they're probably the best.
They're the most well-rounded team. If you
Very
put them
defense.
Right up against San Francisco, their defenses are right there with each other. Their run game at its peak are definitely right there with each other. And then you got Brees over Garoppolo. I think that's a little bit of a leg up. So
yeah,
you can put Seattle in there. I really like Seattle a lot, but I think
Green Bay.
As far as a well-rounded team goes, I
think
definitely
Minnesota
the Saints
play
are
tonight
the
against
best.
Seattle, and then
NFC is just. Oh, I mean, they've always.
The
been
NFC
stacked.
Is really good.
It's really good. I want to see. I'm excited for the game tonight.
Maybe they should do
the top of it. The top of it's good.
Yeah, the bottom's really bad.
Because then you have Dallas, who's basically Dallas or Philly is guaranteed a playoff spot, so.
Which is stupid. It's so stupid.
It's going to be the Eagles because they're going to be able to pull something.
And
out of
the Rams are somehow still in the hunt.
They're trying.
Somehow.
All right, Ryan Tannehill's a top 5 quarterback.
Oh, man, put him on the list.
Put him on the list. Titans win 31-27 over the Colts. A really much needed. This was a big game this weekend in that division.
5-1 with Ryan Tannehill
year. They look amazing.
They do look amazing. I mean, Tannehill didn't really need to do much. 182 yards, 2 touchdowns, because Derrick Henry swung out his Big Johnson. If I can take some lingo from your vocabulary,
that's his team,
Caleb.
Dude.
Derrick Henry's been awesome.
Derrick Henry's
He's
team.
He's insane. And especially after, like, it seems like after week 10, we talk about Derrick Henry every single week.
I love the game.
And, like,
He's
every single
great.
Year.
What did Kevin Harlan called him a sledgehammer when he did
Sledgehammer.
His
I love that,
touchdown run?
Kevin, get Kevin Harlan on all Titans games. Because I just want to hear him announce freaking Derrick Henry 20-yard runs. Blowing through the backfield.
The Titans,
it's just great.
Their life is, you know, run that ball.
Pound it.
Tannehill, you know, Tannehill.
I like doing that, too. Pounding it.
Tannehill looks really good.
Pound it.
No. Not turning the ball over. He did have a fumble.
That's all you got to,
But he can run the ball. He can make grit, though. He iced that game with that, 50-yard touchdown throw.
Yeah.
And Mike Vrabel, has a really good defense on hands, too. So they had that blocked kick.
That was crazy.
To take the lead.
Vinatieri fucking retire right now.
Yeah,
just
probably last year.
Was he over three? Over three, he had a block kick.
Good. It's not looking good.
Well, I think two
old
of
man.
Them were blocked. I hope that one was blocked.
When the
blocked,
ball comes off his foot, it just looks
don't
bad.
Know. You
it
just don't
it
know
just looks bad.
He just gets so sad looking, too, because it's just
so
bad.
He's
so bad.
Gray and old.
Not anymore. He went 1-for-4 today.
Wow.
Great.
That's
his longest was 28 yards.
Sick.
2-for-2 on extra points, though.
Brissett made a really bad turnover.
Hurt.
No Marlon Mack.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to give you an over-under on Adam Vinatieri's field goal percentage. You're going to tell me over-under, okay?
Okay.
70.
Under.
Under.
It's 68%.
Yeah, I was going to say like
60. His extra point percentage is 78%.
Adam.
Justin Tucker's averaging like 80% from field goals. What the hell? Retire.
Retire.
You're a Hall of Famer. You're going to be a Hall of Fame kicker. You didn't do shit. You just kicked stuff for your whole life.
You won two.
And you're going to be in the Hall of Fame.
You won two Super Bowls.
Literally, you won it.
You're the guy who did that.
But it's done. Vinatieri, wrap it up.
Finish out the year.
No, don't finish out the year. Whenever you're doing this bad, 68%, you ain't even passing. Get out of there.
As long as they let him ride, he's going to stay.
That's not great.
It's
you're literally, you lost, you could have been in this game.
You lost that team at least three
Then again, we're in a new age where kickers are just absolutely horrible this decade. What is that?
I'm not stepping down unless they ask me to.
Pushing the field.
I don't think they'd cut him.
The thing is like, you get rid of him, what are you going
to
do? Yeah, look at Forbath. They got him in New England. He missed a couple kicks, too. And look at Chicago.
There are not 32 people on the planet that can kick field goals reliably. They just don't exist.
There's like five.
There was like 5 years ago, I felt.
Yeah, when they were all 20-yarders.
Yeah.
That the extra points I'm talking about.
They're missing extra
50-yarders. Oh, yeah, they're missing everything. I don't know. New era kickers are horrible. I don't know how we got into kickers, but yeah. Brissett had 319 yards, one touchdown, two picks. He looked...
Hurt.
Yeah.
He's hurt.
Jack Doyle had a good game. But
he did.
That was a sick snag.
No
Ebron. He's out for the year. No Mack. I don't know if Hilton played.
I think this team's about... I mean, they had a good run. I really thought they had a good chance of winning this division.
What are they, 6-6?
Yeah, 6-6.
The Texans are 8-4.
Outside looking in.
Yeah. They're 7-5.
7-5?
No, Tennessee Texans. Tennessee is 7-5.
So,
I think they're done.
They can make it.
Yeah,
maybe.
But those injuries have really just
pushed them
down.
Yeah, Brissett's hobbled.
Yeah, after he got hurt his knee. Yeah, you're right. So,
but yeah.
I like the Colts. They looked like a good team.
I didn't have any question with this one. I didn't have one because I wanted to lead in to this next game between the Steelers and the Browns. The Steelers won 20-13. Baker Mayfield, 196 yards, one touchdown, one pick. Duck threw 212 yards, one touchdown, one interception. He looked like crap. I'm sorry.
He did not.
I thought
he
looked horrible
for the first half. He did not.
No, I thought he didn't. No,
newsflash. He's a third string quarterback.
I don't give a shit. I'm just saying
he
doesn't
look
good.
He looks better than Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Which isn't saying much.
Not much to say there. No. I don't think he looks good. Just saying that. Third string. Third string quarterback didn't look good.
I was gonna say what a horrible loss for the Browns.
Yeah.
No Juju Smith-Schuster. Yeah. No James Conner. You got Duck Hodges as the quarterback. I mean.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. As the Browns season has been.
Been
a fucking
year,
embarrassment.
Dude.
Yeah, the whole season's been.
And
Chase had me convinced last week that they were going to win out and make a playoff
Odell
spot.
Has had.
Listen, I got to do something to spice
Odell's
up the show.
Odell's nothing to that team.
No, he's
the
done
big
jack
prize
shit.
Acquisition.
It's not his fault.
Because you don't have an offensive line. Baker was hit the whole freaking game. He was torn to shreds.
But like.
He can't throw the ball. He gets sacked every play.
Baker doesn't look good.
Oh, God,
Jarvis
no.
Jarvis Landry looks really good. But that's
did you see that catch he had on the sideline?
Because
holy
he's,
shit.
He's making these 5-yard routes and just catching every ball that gets thrown his way.
You could have told me Odell's been out for the whole season. I would believe you. You don't hear anything. He doesn't do anything.
It's not his fault.
That offense we thought Cream was going to be really
he caught
talented.
His first. He caught a receiving touchdown in that game.
I mean, and
Chubb's been good for
Chubb
them.
Looks good, but Chubb, he just doesn't.
Chubb had like 15 carries for like 70 yards or something. They're just bad. I mean, they're just bad. There's nothing else to say.
I mean, it starts
they're
from
fucking bad.
Freddie
starts
Kitchens,
from it starts
Freddie
from the
Kitchens
tippy
is
top.
Is an idiot. Dorsey idiot fire or hiring that guy. But how about that controversy with Kitchens wearing that T-shirt that said Pittsburgh started it? Did you see that?
Yeah,
he's trying to rile people up.
What
rile
idiot.
Up his team?
What an idiot!
Yeah,
don't do that.
He's trying to rile up the team. They were in the playoff hunt other than this game.
Worked.
But yeah.
Now you rally your team, you don't
do
stupid shit
like that.
They
were not in the playoff hunt. They were never in the playoff hunt.
They're 5-6, right?
Oh my God.
5-7.
Put the Dolphins in the playoff hunt if the Browns are in the playoff.
They're 3-9. That's not realistic.
I don't care. The Browns might as well be 3-9.
If the Browns would have won, they would have been 6-6. Then
they
got the Bengals next week, then the Cardinals, then the Ravens and the Bengals again. That's playoff.
If they would have won all their other games, they'd be undefeated.
Yeah.
True. What are we talking about?
I was just saying they had an easy schedule from here on out.
Coach that team, they might be on a bubble team.
You're right.
He's terrible.
Might be one of the best teams in the league.
I'm just saying, 5-6, you're in the playoff hunt, especially in the AFC for that second spot because it sucks.
But I disagree.
What I'm going to is not about the Browns.
All right,
let's
yeah,
shut
go
up
with
about
the
Browns. We understand that they suck ass.
We talk about it every week.
Yeah. Unanimous decision. Browns suck balls.
Kicking the dead
okay?
horse. Gotcha.
We're done. Steelers or Titans? Both teams. Big win this weekend. Who Okay, first off, who's the better team?
The Titans are better.
Yeah, Titans.
Who's the better team, and then who's going to make the playoffs?
The Titans are better.
And they're going to make, if out of those teams, it's the Titans making.
Yeah, if you had to pick.
The Titans are much more.
Now Titans got a top five quarterback.
Because now you look at the other guys, the Raiders, they're out.
Yeah.
The Cleveland's out.
Their spirits are
destroyed. So you're basically fighting off Pittsburgh and Indy. I guess you are fighting off the Raiders technically, but, I mean, the Raiders have embarrassed themselves the last 2 weeks. So.
But, hey, maybe this will change your mind. Let me read you the remaining schedule for the Tennessee Titans. Okay, you ready? Next week they got the Raiders. Tough game, but Raiders have gotten smacked the past 2 weeks. Then they got the Texans.
It's a big game. That'll be
the Titans could win the division.
Yeah, like, they could definitely win the division.
You got the Texans, and then they got the Saints, and then they got the Texans again.
Yeah, I it's forgot tough. About the last two, the last 3 weeks yeah. they play the Texans twice.
Texans twice and the Saints.
I think they get one of those.
I do too.
And they play the Saints at home, if that affects anything.
If they
the Tennessee crowd's riled up.
If they go 3-1.
They definitely get one of the Texan games.
The one, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see
it. I think
it.
That's easy. Because the
Texans,
Bill O'Brien
Texans
thing,
are yeah. up and down.
Very up and down.
They have been up and down all year, and the Titans are on a roll.
What is the Steelers' schedule?
I'm pulling it up, man. I'm reading your mind. I got you. So, they got Arizona next week.
They're good. Oh, sorry.
Very.
I mean bad. They're very bad.
Playoff hunt?
Hunt. Hunt. Hunt for the number one pick.
Then Buffalo.
That's a hard game. That'll be good.
Yeah. Then the Jets.
Oof.
And then Baltimore to finish out the season.
So
that's not bad.
No.
That's comparable.
But you're looking at, 2-2 for both teams.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
So that makes them both 9-7.
Then we just leave it up to whatever the hell stats they use for it.
They haven't played head-to-head. It's like in division, maybe. I don't fucking
remember. I think it's points or something, is it? Or points spread.
Don't ask me.
How many points.
It might be points, yeah.
Like how many points you've won by or whatever.
Something like that. Stupid. Just have a bloodbath tiebreaker.
Yeah, just fight to the death.
Game 18.
Well,
Battle Royale.
That's where you trade for Myles Garrett.
What?
Because he takes
the blood
off, he kills people. Oh, he was trying to kill Mason Rudolph.
I don't even think it's close when you ask this question, Steelers or Titans. Yeah, it's not.
It's not.
Titans look good, man. It's Titans, crazy how good they look.
If they can keep.
They can run the shit out of the ball. They play good defense. And Tannehill is a lot better than Mariota.
A.J. Brown, he looks great.
Yeah.
He looks like, we thought it was going to be Corey Davis and we thought it was going to be Tajay Sharpe. They finally got a guy that they can throw the ball
to. The offense is Derrick Henry and then everybody else not screwing
play up. Action, yeah. Play action.
So,
they get a good line, too. They give them a lot of pressure. Or, no, they don't get a lot of pressure. Okay, speaking of good quarterbacks, the Dolphins dominated the Eagles 37-31.
I don't think they dominated them.
Carson Wentz, 310 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. Fitzpatrick, he went to Harvard, 365 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception.
We're still talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick. I love it.
We are.
The biggest story of this game is the fucking Eagles defense giving up 37
to
points.
The Dolphins.
To the goddamn Miami Dolphins.
Fitzmagic roasted them, dude.
What's going on here? This Philly team's pathetic.
Bad.
It's very sad.
Their secondary's been questionable all year.
Did
and
we
and
see
really
Dallas?
Was it the place kicker to the kicker?
Yeah, that was amazing.
The punter to
that
the
was
punter
awesome.
To kicker combination?
It worked.
That
we
was
saw
awesome.
That Colts play
speaking
a
of who's better than Trubisky.
Play of the year.
What's his name? Matt Hack. Matt Hack.
Trubisky's been better as of late, guys.
Better than what?
He actually did good Thursday.
Better than what?
Than he was in the first 8 games.
Okay,
better
yeah.
Better than dog
it's,
shit?
It's easy. Yeah. Whenever in 8 games you throw 3 touchdowns to one game you throw 3 touchdowns to be better than those 8 games. But the Dolphins won. They dominated the Eagles 37-31. Eagles are still technically
still
in the playoff hunt
in the division race.
Because of the fact Dallas sucks so much ass.
You know who else is in the playoff hunt? And this isn't a joke. This
the
isn't
Giants.
Me being an asshole.
Oh, the Washington
and the
Redskins. They can't win the wild card, but they can win the division still.
They can both win the division.
I saw that.
I guess that makes sense.
Right?
That's sad.
Yep.
You know
sad
what?
Is
I
the
I
word.
Want a team that gets under 500 to win the division. Those teams are always fun to watch in the playoffs.
Are they, though?
What are
the
you
Saints
saying
couple,
right now?
Or the Seahawks.
Seahawks.
When Bradford's
first the Chargers. Chargers was like 7-8.
So much fun.
7-9. It's so stupid. So, Eagles. Can it happen?
Yeah, it can happen. They can win the division.
Do you think it's going to happen?
Who knows?
This
the battle of
is
the battle
poop.
Of Philly versus Dallas is who's going to be less shitty.
release Nick Foles and he can sign back with
this
the Eagles.
This is sad because this division has always been known. You used to have Romo up against McNabb against Jason Campbell.
Cousins versus Eli.
Eli, when Eli was decent and they were winning Super Bowls. What happened to this division? What is this shit?
I don't know.
6-6.
Jason,
you
Garrett.
Arguably have better players in the division.
Jason
better quarterbacks.
Garrett, Doug Peterson.
Peterson, yeah.
Can I start criticizing Doug Peterson again?
I think we criticized him at like.
He came out and said that this loss was 100% on him. He was really,
yeah, was.
Really sad about this
hell
loss.
Yeah, you lost
I mean,
to the
you
two
gave
and
up,
nine.
You gave up almost 40 to the Miami Dolphins. So, yes,
pathetic.
It is on you.
And if they would have won, you're tied with Dallas or winning or whatever
what
the hell.
What a huge loss. What a huge
it's
loss.
A terrible loss. These two teams in the division have bad loss after bad loss after bad loss. It's just going to be who's less shitty. And then I hope to God they get torched in the first round of the playoffs.
That would be wonderful.
Because that's what they deserve.
That's what definitely
oh, man.
It's a terrible division.
Caleb, speaking how it
Fire
is.
Fire Garrett. What the fuck are we waiting for? You could have 12 wins this year. What is happening?
Maybe he can turn it around.
Holy shit, dude.
Hey, dude, if they go 10-6, 9-7,
win four straight.
If they win two playoff games.
Keep him around.
I think you might see him
Garrett's
get a contract.
Garrett's a genius.
Have him beat a team with a winning record this year.
Yeah, that's a start. Okay, we had a battle of two top teams in the NFL this weekend. The 49ers against the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens won 20-17.
Super Bowl preview?
That's what we're hearing.
Justin Tucker has a huge cock. Garoppolo had 165
yards. We've
known yards.
That he's got a giant Johnson. Yeah.
This guy's insane.
He might have the biggest Johnson in the league.
I don't know why I love kickers
grows
so
every
much.
Year.
Probably the best kicker.
I love kickers.
In the past 10 years we've had in the NFL.
Definitely. What about Vinatieri?
10 years. Past 10 years.
Okay.
Tucker is definitely becoming more and more valuable.
Yeah.
As kicks.
If you get somebody that can consistently hit a 50-yarder, and if it's 50 yards or under, it's almost automatic.
I saw a stat when he got up to kick the game winner, he hadn't missed a fourth quarter field goal in like years. He was like 40 for 44.
He's a god.
40 for 40
watch
or something
them
like that.
Miss. Watch him miss one in the playoffs.
You've seen. He remember last year them. Or 2 years ago, he missed that extra point.
Yeah.
And they lost the game
was,
because of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was jacked.
Get it out of your system. That's what it is.
Yep.
I remember when he was playing up against Favre, he missed a kick and they lost the game. That was during
the
regular
season.
Was it play? No, it was regular season.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, because they can't play in the playoffs.
What
two
was
different.
It? Jets and.
No, it was the Ravens against the Vikings.
Okay.
He missed it for the game winner. But that was like 15 years ago. I don't know why I remember that. Justin Tucker stats 95% field goal percentage. 95.7.
That's good.
Very good.
If you're rounding up, it's 96.
That's absolutely insane.
I would round up.
I would round up too. Always round up.
And he is, oh, my God. Oh, never mind. I'm not even going to freaking read it. There's so many stats on him. But Garoppolo, 165 yards, one touchdown in this game. Lamar had 105 yards passing with one passing touchdown. And he also had 101
really
yards
really bad
rushing.
Weather, so both quarterback play wasn't great.
Yeah. I like how they use Ingram and Gus Edwards.
And they use him. They use all their running backs.
They do a good job balancing that. It just seems like if Ingram doesn't have a huge game, they give it to Edwards and Edwards.
Both these teams run the shit out of the ball with
different
guys.
Mostert looked really good. Yeah, Tevin Coleman looked really bad.
Yeah.
He Breida
didn't even
was
play,
out.
Hardly.
Breida was out. And it was the Mostert show.
Mostert dominated.
He had like 100-plus yards. It was really, really nice to see. Yeah. Just another option for the Niners.
I mean, they've used them all year.
Yeah.
We've seen it. They use guys. They have different guys every week in the run game.
And Lamar passed, what was it, like his first 17 or 16 completions or something like that were to tight ends or running backs.
Yeah.
He was not hitting receivers. But that's that offense.
Has he? I mean.
That's his offense right there.
He looks poised in the pocket, though.
He does.
I don't think I've seen throughout a season. I mean, it's last season he was missing throws all over the place. The beginning of the season he was kind of missing throws, too. Now I feel like he's improved throughout this season already.
Oh, yeah.
In the pocket.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Just bobbing and weaving up there and waiting.
I don't like how much he gets. Whenever he runs like a running back, and he gets hit like a running back,
too. He opens the field up for
himself. He does. He does take those hits.
Yeah, he had a couple like third and ones, fourth and ones, where he ran the ball, and he's just running through the freaking big man and shit. I'm like, dude.
He's scared.
I get scared.
I'd be scared, too.
I get scared.
I'm scared because I love watching him play, and he's also on my fantasy team. But
yeah,
mostly because I love how dynamic of a player he is, and I don't want that to get hurt or anything.
Well, with New England lost this weekend, I'm going to break it to the fans in case you guys didn't watch any football and you just wanted to listen to PSO tell you everything that happened last weekend. But New England lost. So the question now presents itself, is Baltimore the new kings of the NFL currently in the regular season? Are they the best team in the NFL?
Probably right now.
Yeah, I say yeah.
They're hot.
At least in the AFC.
And they're well-rounded. They got a good defense.
They have a really good defense.
Insane run game.
They have the best Lamar offense Jackson, in the league.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson's Lamar Jackson.
We actually didn't even talk about him throwing for 5 touchdowns on Monday night last week. Because
we did do that.
Absolutely.
We record on Monday night.
It was the Texans. Against the Rams. Rams, yeah. Whatever.
Torched
yeah.
them.
The lowly Rams.
They absolutely torched them.
I think they probably are the best team.
Well,
right
we saw last night in that Patriots game, there's who else is on that offense besides Edelman?
I'm worried about the Pats.
Who does Brady trust besides Edelman and then James White?
True.
No one. Gronk's not there. I mean, we don't.
That tight end has not done shit for that team.
Ben Watson, is that who's on that team?
And they have Matt Lacoste.
Lacoste,
they don't really like. They can't run the ball.
He's literally just a blocker. I think he had a big catch this weekend, but other than that, he has not done shit the whole season.
No Josh Gordon, no Antonio Brown.
Nobody can get open on the
Who's
pass.
On that team? Dorsett? Kenneal Harris?
He hits open.
Yeah, he hits freaking
Brady
White.
Was throwing temper tantrums on the field. No one can get open.
Yeah.
No
He's
one
throwing
can get
to
open.
James White.
I mean,
James
constantly.
White was insane last night.
Yeah, he literally does. Because
he has to be.
Yeah.
They don't do anything else.
Sonny, they can't run the ball either.
But the question was, is Baltimore the best team in the NFL?
Yeah, definitely. We're knocking down New England right now. But, yeah, Baltimore's
know.
Definitely.
Well, I think I have New England. Yeah,
well,
New
who's
England's
it up
the last
to?
One.
We'll get there.
Well, Saints.
Saints, Niners, Patriots, and Ravens all have the same record. They're all 10-2.
You can throw Seattle in there. You can throw the Pack in there. You can throw Minnesota in there.
What about
there.
The Chiefs?
Aren't
Chiefs?
Aren't, what are the Bills? 9-3?
9-3.
Yeah, I'm not throwing them in there.
9-3. That's saying something.
They're not in there.
I'm not saying they're the best team. They're a good team. Though.
I'm talking about top. Yeah.
I don't know. I always think about this is would I put money on them to win the Super Bowl?
Every year it feels like there's like seven teams.
I put money on them.
You think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
The Ravens.
Like right now.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, year two. Last year
he
got destroyed in the playoffs.
I'm not. I'm not confident, though.
I mean,
I'm
not
confident either. I could easily see Lamar Jackson going in the playoffs and struggling.
I just think, well, I don't.
They get a New England matchup?
The Patriots, there's holes in that team.
They've already killed them.
Yeah,
the Patriots have a lot of
Chiefs,
holes.
The Chiefs.
I think a Chiefs Ravens game would be really good.
If the Ravens get the one seed in the AFC, that's dangerous. That could pave the road for them if they don't have to play an away
Brady
game.
Brady looks 40.
Chiefs does. I mean, I guess they did lose Mahomes for 2 games, but they just didn't. They haven't looked as dynamic as they did last year.
I just think I don't know.
Mahomes, I think like we talked about with Brissett. Mahomes, I think is still horrible.
A little hurt.
Yeah.
And. Just week to week, you don't know what you're going to get from the guys like Tyreek Hill.
If you're giving me like a pool of teams, I would say the Ravens, the Niners, the Saints, maybe Seattle.
I'd still say
the Patriots are one of the teams.
I think Seattle's a better team than San Francisco.
I don't think they're a better team.
I think they're a better team.
I think
the
they have the best player.
Good still.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
The Niners defense is way
legit.
Better than the Seattle defense.
I agree, but I just don't believe
and
the Niners,
offensive line is
Jimmy
way better.
G
the Niners' best win this season was against the Packers. That's it. Other than that,
they won 10 games.
Yeah, okay. Let me read off the 10 games that they won. So they beat the Bucks, the Bengals, the Steelers, the Browns, the Rams, the Redskins, the Panthers, the Cardinals, and then the Cardinals again, and then the Packers. And that's it.
That sounds fake good.
That is it. That sounds fake good to me, too.
The two top teams they played have been...
The defense is
good. They lost to Seattle, and they lost to Baltimore.
So they've lost to two really good teams.
Two really good teams. Yeah, exactly.
And they beat the Rams, who are so-so, and they beat...
The Rams are pathetic this season.
And they've beaten the
Green
Bay Packers.
Next week they play the Saints. Let's see if they get that Saints win, then I'll start putting them in that conversation.
They play the rest of the year, Saints,
Rams. Saints, Falcons, Rams, and then Seahawks to end the season.
I could see them going 1-3 to end the season.
I don't think they're fake good. I think that's
we're gonna find next week. I mean, I'm sure this defense can beat up on Breeze.
It's like when we were talking about Dallas being good at the start of the year. They haven't played anyone.
Yeah,
they haven't really played anyone.
49ers really have their best win this season is against the Rams and the Packers. That's not impressive.
At it's all. They lost to Seattle, who apparently is an inferior team to them.
They could have won that game.
Aren't as good as you're saying.
Yeah.
They could have won. They could have won that game.
If it's,
well, they could have.
If they meet in the playoffs, I'm going to pick Seattle because they have the best player.
But
so.
I think fake good is. I'm sticking with that. And if they beat the Saints next week, that is probably is the big.
Definitely want to see what happens next week with them.
This is to see if they're a Super Bowl contender type team.
They're a favorite. That's a good little call out there. I like that.
Thank you.
They hung right with the Ravens. So
they did. With Seattle. They could have won that game in overtime easily. They had so many opportunities. Both teams did.
It. And Russ just
Russ threw a pick. Yeah, Russ threw a pick at the 30 or something. Yeah,
he's like, I got it. It's cool.
Locked in. So we're talking about playoff teams. Let's go to teams that aren't necessarily in the playoff hunt. Actually, they're not at all in the playoff hunt. But we got to see Drew Lock in action. Start number one.
Sweet,
start
dude.
Start number one. Finally, you got
the Broncos beat the Chargers 23-20.
He played well.
He did play well. Locke, 134 yards, two touchdowns, one pick. Rivers, 265 yards, two touchdowns, one pick. Did you see the end of the game?
Yeah.
I loved it.
I do too.
I loved it.
I was listening to the radio. Apparently, it said Fangio, the head coach for the
Vic
Broncos.
Fangio,
whatever. He's like, he's usually conservative. And
yeah, that's why I was
wondering, like, you know, he usually doesn't do that stuff, but maybe he's like, screw it, we're a crappy team.
Yeah, the announcers were like, well, knowing Vic Fangio, he's probably, they're going to nail it here, 9 seconds left. There's no real point. Yeah, it's over. And then
I like it.
They went out there. This is what you do when your team sucks. You take these risks.
You got a guy like Drew Lock who can just sling the ball 50, 60 yards.
Which, I mean, I talked mad shit on Drew Lock in the preseason. He's probably the
really good collegiate career.
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of guys.
I mean, I know I always like that, but maybe John Elway finally found something. Maybe.
I don't know if
we'll have to see.
134 yards, two touchdowns.
We'll have to see next year.
And that Sutton touchdown was absolutely amazing.
That was a dime.
No, it was a more impressive catch than me. One handed hitting the ground.
That was a great throw.
It was a great catch.
Well, yeah, it can be both. if he puts the ball a little low. What do you mean?
Throw was a little low.
If he puts the ball in another spot, it's not caught.
Sutton laid out.
He threw two touchdowns right away in the first quarter, and then didn't do anything else.
They almost blew it.
So I don't know. We'll see.
But
that
defense
is solid. They
you
got
know why the Broncos won. They have a good kicker. Can you name him?
The Broncos?
McManus.
Good kicker.
He took over for Prater when Prater got tested positive for steroids. You remember that?
Yeah.
He missed four games because of it. That was in like 2013. A kicker. Steroids.
Yeah.
He's just veiny-ass legs. Okay.
Gross.
But, so you guys, I love the play call at the end. Go for it. You're a losing team.
That's how they won.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to say it's a good play call when you win. Yeah,
exactly.
You know? But and what do you guys think about Drew Lock?
He played well.
I want him to finish out the season to start.
One turnover. Saw the turnover. It was not a good turnover. He threw a ball.
Yeah,
I think he just missed the throw.
He's definitely raw.
Yeah, definitely. It's just
him and Haskins. I kind of throw in the same category.
I don't know. Haskins has played a little bit more, and he looks a little shittier. So we'll see.
Team is absolutely horrible. Guys did good this week,
and so did AP. Dude,
they
fucking torched.
We'll talk about AP.
Yeah, shit.
At the bottom of the page here.
Lock look good. I'm rooting for him.
There's 250 receivers.
I hope he does well too.
Yeah.
I hope he does well for Elway's sake. Elway needs a quarterback.
John Elway needs a win here.
But let me go on a little rant here. Phillip Rivers needs to retire. I'm done. I'm done with Phillip Rivers.
I saw a little thing saying
he's, that he's been terrible the whole season.
Yeah.
Oh, man, for Tyrod?
Yeah.
Tyrod.
What's the point of doing that?
They could go with Stick, Easton Stick. That's a thing they could do.
Who the hell?
He sounds like a created character after, like,
if you're going to bench
Phil Rivers. When you play 30 years of Madden and then they just start throwing guys out there, Easton Stick.
Sounds like a brand of a hockey stick I can fucking buy at Walmart.
If you're
going
to bench Phil Rivers, there's no purpose to start Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod's a former playoff quarterback.
Tyrod's a winner.
Tyrod is a winner.
You're a huge fan of Tyrod.
Get him some reps, I guess.
I'm a huge fan of Tyrod. I love Tyrod, but I agree with it. If you're going to do it, go with the younger guy because you're just going to get an Eli situation where it's like, okay, you benched him for Geno. Why?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so Phillip Rivers' stats here, 3,434 yards. Very impressive. But also 17 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. 15. He's averaging well over a pick a game.
He always throws a lot of picks.
Yeah, he does. Isn't he always throwing picks?
Yeah.
Like, averaging 12,
he's led the league before.
Yeah, he's thrown like 24 picks in a season. But still, two more touchdowns and interceptions.
He's been pretty insufferable.
Seems like every single week, too.
That's a good way to put it.
Phillip Rivers has not had one game this season that I was like, holy shit, Phillip Rivers looked good.
It's been like 2 years since that happened.
His QBR is 24th.
Higher or lower than Trubisky's?
Trubisky's is 31st. Oh. It might have went up, though, since this, yeah.
Three-touchdown game against.
Him and Goff are fighting for that 30-second spot. But, yeah. Congrats, Drew Lock. Good for you, buddy. Okay. On to the biggest upset this weekend, Houston Texans. Damn.
Was that the biggest upset?
I think so.
My opinion. Miami against
there was
Philly
two.
Was
look, listen. There was two 10-point dogs that won. But, you know, this can count.
This counts.
This was a good one. This was a good
this
upset.
Can count.
Who gives a shit about the Eagles? The Eagles are 5-6. Patriots were 10-1. And Houston's known for notoriously getting their ass kicked in big-time games. With Bill O'Brien in there, hell, the whole franchise, even without Bill O'Brien, has been known for that. But they upset the Pats 28-22. Deshaun Watson, 234 yards, three touchdowns. He had a rushing touchdown in the game, too.
That,
I didn't add that.
He had a receiving touchdown.
Was it receiving?
Yes.
From DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, they counted as a receiving? I thought it was a rushing. It looked like a lateral.
I think it, like, floated forward, and he was lined up. Where he was eligible to be
receiving. It was a receiving touchdown.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
6 yard out? Yeah. Brady, 326 yards, three touchdowns, one pick.
Watson looked slippery.
Well,
first off,
that line was giving up on him. He was evading everybody.
And that's what he does when he's, you know, his line's shitty and he wants to win. And he can win. That's how you see Deshaun Watson at his best, you know, slipping off through sacks.
Once they figure it out, they're going to be so good.
Once they get a line in front of that guy.
Or a coach.
Duke Johnson had a game.
Yeah, Duke Johnson,
they used him well.
They've
been using Carlos Hyde as their lead back, and Carlos Hyde just, you know.
They both got a ton of reps. Johnson doesn't get carries.
No, he doesn't, but I think Johnson's the more dynamic player.
Not on the ground. They're both pretty mediocre.
But receiving caught a touchdown, Duke Johnson.
Yeah. That's where he excels.
Yeah.
All right, so is Houston a threat in the AFC? Maybe AFC title game?
That's tough.
Title game? I don't think
they got to get hot.
Named so many teams.
You got Baltimore. I'm taking the Patriots all day. Chiefs.
Titans.
Titans. Probably. I would put the Titans right up next to the
They
got to
get hot.
Titans? Holy shit.
They had great Super Bowl odds at the beginning of the year. I almost put money on them, but they got to get
really
hot.
I would never put money on Texans.
It was like 40-1.
You got Pittsburgh, you got, you know, Houston.
I'd probably put the Bills, the Houston Texans.
They could lose.
Bills, I forgot about them. They're
on any night of the season.
They could.
They could lose to any team.
What was
their loss last week? They lost last week, right? Or 2 weeks ago? No, they beat.
They got absolutely destroyed against
the Ravens.
Baltimore. Yeah.
The Ravens killed them.
And they also lost to, they lost to the Colts this season. This team. Me and him talked about it a couple weeks. I don't think you were on here. You might have been. I don't know. I can't remember. all the days blend together. But this team can beat the Pats 1 week and then lose to the Browns the next. Like that's just how this Houston team has been for the past couple seasons, honestly.
Since Deshaun's been there, I think.
But I can see them getting hot in the playoffs and rounding off a win or two.
They got to get hot.
I can see them upsetting like a Chiefs team.
And they,
I just can't. I can't.
They have to have this.
Mahomes beat up.
They have to have Deshaun Watson do what he did last night. And they have to have
Hopkins
catch 15 balls and, you know.
Duke Johnson doing what he did.
I just feel like once they get into the playoffs and they see these good playoff defenses.
I can't see them beating the Pats or the Ravens. I can't see them beating the Chiefs and the Titans.
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe the Bills.
The Chiefs with Patty Mahomes.
Yeah. True. They still do have him.
Yeah, he's still there.
Other games that went on. The last Thanksgiving game that we didn't talk about because I had no interest in it whatsoever. It was Trubisky against Driscoll and the Bears.
Not
beat
Driscoll.
Blau.
Blau. David Blau.
Yeah.
Driscoll's on IR.
Driscoll, what'd he do?
I don't know.
Broke his leg or something. He's out.
David Blau.
Who gives a shit?
No, I give a shit. You know why? Bears were favored by 6, and they didn't fucking cover.
They won by 4.
Against David Blau.
David Blau?
Is his name
out?
Even David?
No, it's D. Blau.
That's probably David.
David.
Okay, good. Blau.
He went to Purdue. He's 24.
Blau.
That's a prospect.
He was in college last year, I think. Is he better or worse than Trubisky?
Blau?
Blau.
I mean, Trubisky, 338 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. He's now 29th in QBR.
They're throwing.
He went down?
He went up.
Oh, I thought he was 28th. Wait.
He was 31st.
No, he was 31st last week.
Okay.
Now he's 29.
Golf probably both jumped up.
Golf probably went up too.
Because he had a...
Looks like you just have to play two bottom five defenses.
Against Baltimore, he probably was 32nd, maybe even 33rd. They might have thrown a backup in there. Tannehill probably jumped
him
or some
shit. The Bears are 6-6.
They are.
Sick.
Something to think about. Allen Robinson looks awesome.
He is awesome.
They're like, that guy's suffering terribly.
Yeah.
With Trubisky. That whole offense.
He did sign
that. Are they going to move on from Trubisky? Are they going to try and make it another run?
Yes, you're moving on.
Are you sure?
Yeah, dude.
6-6.
They go 9-7. I can see him doing.
Jason Garrett kept his job last year.
Nagy's like, hey, we can go 9-7.
Keep Trubisky, hire Jason Garrett. You're the face of mediocrity. Yes. There's your recipe for success.
That sounds cool. Get Fisher in there.
You're the face of something.
Yeah, Jeff Fisher. Let's go 8-8 every fucking year.
It's genius.
7-9. Holy shit.
8-8. All that nonsense.
Maybe the biggest news this weekend, Cincinnati. Andy Dalton.
Was that a 10-point game? The 10-point spread?
Yes. It was them and the Dolphins were the actual two biggest upsets, but it's okay.
It's fine.
We let Chase operate.
The
in
Red
his own
Rocket
space.
Came back.
The beige water pistol.
For the W.
Andy Dalton. They won 22-6. Win number one, Zach Taylor. Congratulations. You'll probably be one of those head coaches that get fired after a year.
J E T S Jets. Yeah. No, they're not gonna fire Taylor.
No, they won't. He's a project guy. He's gonna build a
team.
You really don't hear him on the hot seat.
You don't, but I think they brought him in knowing that this was going to be a shitty team.
I think so too.
I mean,
don't look good.
Dalton looks fine.
Dalton's looked good the whole year, honestly.
I don't think he's looked good the whole year.
Dalton's
but
fine. Like,
Dalton's a confident quarterback.
Andy Dalton. He's better than fucking Finley or whatever his name is.
That guy was terrible,
dude.
That guy was so fucking frustrating.
No reason
to
start
him. This guy's so bad.
He's not like Peterman bad, but he's there.
He's Peterman.
He just throws the ball.
Sucked.
If that's the only criteria it takes to play quarterback.
Andy Dalton's competent.
Yeah, he's
Andy
very
Dalton
competent.
Could go to a Bears team and maybe, you know, help him out.
10-6.
That's Chase's wet dream.
Or like just a team who needs a quarterback that has, you know, everything
that
else.
That and Derek Carr winning
like
the Super Bowl.
Like a Jacksonville maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Jacksonville. I think Foles and Dalton are kind of in the same wagon for me.
Dalton's better
than
we
talk
Foles.
About Jacksonville? We
no,
missed
it's
Jacksonville.
Down there.
We did?
Oh, it's not down there.
Oh, I didn't put it in
we'll
there.
Talk about it
we'll
in
talk
second.
About it next.
Let's talk about it right now.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk second. About it now.
Jacksonville lost.
The Gardner's back.
Gardner had a nice
for good.
For nice good. Little fourth quarter, too. Yeah. It was a fun game.
Bucking, how was that a fun game? 28-11?
Seeing Gardner come back. That's all it was fun for. Mm-hmm. The mustache.
One touchdown, one pick, 147 guy. Yards. I told you last week they should just go with Minshew from here on out. You lost the division. Division's done.
I knew they might cut Foles. What a costly mistake.
I don't know if they can they cut Foles?
You can cut him. I mean, you're paying him north of $10 million.
So, in 2 years, you'll be cutting two of the biggest quarterback contracts. You cut Bortles.
Bortles wasn't that big.
Bortles was making a lot of money.
Bortles was making.
I don't
a
know
lot
if
of
that's
money.
True.
Bortles was making a lot of money. He signed that big. He signed a 4-year extension.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
And then you're gonna cut Nick Foles.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't
think
you're gonna go with a 6th-round draft pick.
I don't think they cut him.
No, there's no way. They're gonna try to make another run. With Foles
unless they
healthy
really,
next season.
Unless they really think he's a lost cause, then I don't think you could.
I think Minshew looks like a pretty good starting quarterback, though.
We'll see. We thought Kyle Allen looked really good.
Yeah, Kyle Allen still looks good. He just had a couple bad games.
He's played well the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, he didn't play bad this week at all. The Packers, they dominated the Giants 31-13.
I know Aaron Rodgers looked good. It was a snow game.
Yeah, that was
fun. I mean,
they got the advantage there. Playing in Lambeau.
Playing in Lambeau.
All right, no,
Dimes.
They're in New York. Never mind.
Danny Dimes does not look good. He had his awesome breakout game.
I don't
game.
Think he...
And then...
I never was really high
Saquon,
on him anyway.
Dude, after Saquon hurt himself, he's not done... He's non-existent on that team.
See, we're at the point of the season where it's like, okay, there's 4 games left. Just... Bench these guys.
Oh,
no,
bench
don't. Yeah, no, don't. I don't want Saquon going out there breaking an ankle or tearing an ACL and not being the same player. I don't want to see... Nick Foles getting hurt again whenever we're trying to make a run next year. I said last week, why don't we just put Minshew in there the whole season?
That's what we see.
You're out of the playoff contention. There's
Maybe
no point in throwing him back
they want
in there.
Nick Foles to get healthy for next year.
Yeah.
Know, rest that collarbone.
Which
come
is
back healthy
fine. Yeah, whenever you're losing, games and you're not in the hunt, there's no point in throwing starters, big-time starters, you know, not just like, You can throw Kyle Allen out there all you want. You can throw Stafford out there all you want. You can throw Phillip Rivers out there all
I
you want.
I hate Kyle Allen. I think he's bad.
I don't think he's bad at all. I think he's a decent quarterback. Why do you keep talking about Kyle Allen when we're talking about other games?
Because the Redskins.
Well, here you go. The Redskins beat the Panthers 29-21. They beat Kyle Allen.
Yikes.
There you go. There you go, Nick. Go on your little rant.
Let's I just don't think he's a good quarterback. I don't know his stat line there, but
278 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick.
He's just not an NFL caliber guy. He's a backup.
He's young.
He's a career backup, I'm going to guess it.
I think he ran in a touchdown,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he ran in one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not
he's
his
23.
Fault. Not his fault they lost.
Guess where his QBR is at?
26.
It's 30. He's lower than Trubisky now.
Oh, wow.
Lower. Well, yeah, I mean, he had that 4-pick game. That probably really set him back.
He's had 2 good games in a row, though.
Yeah.
That's, so
we
that's
call
bad.
Him losing to the Panthers or losing to the Redskins a good game.
I mean, he played well.
Yeah, you're right. He played well. The defense, the Panthers' defense let up 250 rushing
McCaffrey,
yards.
I mean, he was held in check.
Kyle Allen's Kyle Allen. I've never, my expectations of him have never,
no,
they've
he's
always
an undrafted, undrafted player out of Houston.
I've never expected him to be a world beater. I've never expected him to be dog shit awful. He's just Kyle Allen.
Speaking of dog shit, Haskins, 147 yards. That's all I got to say.
W.
That's it?
W.
Big 147 wins. Yards and a W.
And he took the final snap.
Congratulations. He got enough selfies last week.
That's right. The Rams beat the Cardinals 34-7.
Ass whooping.
Got to see Blake Bortles in this game.
He did.
Nice little 3 yard, 3 yard pass. That's what I like to see, baby.
All Jared Goff needs is a bottom two secondary in the league.
Just get
and he looks like Jared Goff.
Hey,
again.
He might take that league leader in passing yards. Stat here soon.
Really?
424 yards in this game.
Yeah, he had 400 yards in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Gurley got a touchdown.
Gurley looked good. They pulled him at the
Rams
end.
Rams are 7-5.
Realistically.
Robert Woods had a crazy good game.
Yeah, he played well. Goff needed this game.
Yeah, he did.
He needed a game where he was towards
the
somebody.
Whole offense needed it.
I think going, I'm not sure on this, but I think going into this game, Goff had more interceptions than touchdown passes.
What's he got now?
Well, I know 2 weeks ago he had 11 touchdowns and 10 picks. And then they played Baltimore. I don't know what his stat line looked then. Okay, he has 13 touchdowns and 12 interceptions on the year.
What did he do this game?
Yeah, how many
we
touchdowns
can easily figure this out, Chase.
Three?
He had 2 touchdowns and no interceptions.
So he was 11 touchdowns.
11
and
12.
And
there you go.
11 touchdowns, 12 picks. This isn't 1995. You can't throw a quarterback
fumbles,
out there.
He fumbles the ball like crazy, too.
Yep.
He's a turnover machine.
You know why? Because he got tiny hands.
He does it.
Fun fact, only 9 inches. He was one of the smallest hand sizes in the NFL.
Caleb, tiny hands.
The front
tiny
offices
hands,
hate
like
that.
Me.
I have small hands.
Dude, bet. My hands are the smallest hands in the world. Makes my Johnson look long.
You're a small man.
I'm
small
not a small
man with
man.
Small hands.
I'm built like a brick shit house. I ain't no small man.
You
don't be giving me that
shit. You
can't
increase your hand size.
I wish I could. I've been doing hand exercise.
You just flex them. All
flex
day.
Them?
Just all day flexes.
What if we were doing the potty? He was just sitting there.
Elongated.
That makes my
fingers
hurt.
Hand.
That's what it's stretching.
Maybe. Do I have arthritis or something? Okay. The Chiefs beat the Raiders 40-9.
John Gruden, you're a fucking idiot again.
Dude, Derek Carr looked like shit.
Yeah.
The whole team looked like shit.
It's almost like he's nine. Not that good.
Top five quarterback. No.
They're 6-6. They're still in the hunt.
He's a top five quarterback if your quarterback wasn't allowed to throw more than 7 yards down the field.
They just needed. You know,
first and
take Antonio, the reins off
need,
them. Let them eat.
They need Antonio Brown.
No.
There's nothing.
We need
you
the
do.
Reins.
Mahomes didn't do it.
We need.
Mahomes
we are desperate need of the reins. Yeah, we need the reins. We need the training wheels. We need the bumpers in the lane. We need them for Derek Carr.
One of his picks was literally he threw it in like triple coverage. It was just. I think Tyrann Mathieu picked it off.
Yeah,
it was
probably
horrible.
They're down by 30 though at the time or something. He was just
no, like, that was when he got picked sixth. That was just him. Trying to throw a curl route or something. The guy read it. I read it. I could have picked it off. He didn't pump fake or nothing. He stared at the dude the whole time and threw it.
Not
got picked six.
Great.
And then he didn't even try to tackle him.
Not great.
Yeah, Chiefs are 8-4. Raiders 6-6.
8-4 is great.
Yeah, Bootski. They're probably done. I think it's safe to say that.
We
there's
thought.
Two teams this year that I said were maybe going to make the playoffs. It was the Browns and the Raiders.
Well, I saw
both
your case on the Raiders. I never saw the case with the Browns.
Raiders had
the Browns have never played well.
Raiders had an easy schedule.
The Raiders were playing well for a minute.
Yeah, they
and now
good.
They've lost games to the Jets, who got crushed by the winless Bengals this
mm-hmm.
week, and the Chiefs.
Okay, that's it. That's all the games. Done. Fiend. Okay. So now, time for... Everybody's favorite segment, It's the big dog of the week.
Big dog of the week.
My big dog of the week. Adrian Peterson all day with his old cranky ass knees, and he's all old and shit and his gray hair. And he's old. He had 99 yards and a touchdown, and the Redskins won. Nice job, old ass AP.
He had a great garbage time.
Yeah, it was a touchdown. Garbage. All day. Still, he had 99 yards. That ain't garbage.
It was like, you know, on like less than 10 carries or 15 carries.
He's an old man, and he's out there doing old man things like getting touchdowns.
He had a hell of a season last year, and now he's kind of
Guys had two touchdowns in that game. They were really
focusing on him. Like dog shit year. So that's cool.
Guys is a lot better than AP now.
I like AP whipping some ass.
He went out there and beat some little kid's ass.
Oh.
Those youngins out there, he's just whipping them.
Goodness.
Just whipping them hard. What the? Good job beating all those little kids' ass, AP.
Holy shit.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, never mind. I shouldn't have made that joke. I forgot about that. I was just saying how he's beating people that are younger than him, which he's good at. He's good at that. He just got the switch out. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me of that, because I just went on a tangent with it.
All right. So my big dog of the week is Brian Flores.
Brian Flores.
Let's go.
I like
it. He's a good coach.
Head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Won 3 out of their last 5 games. He's bringing the boys to play. He's beating the Eagles. He's beating the Jets. And he's beating the Colts.
Look at
Brian
that.
Flores, baby. Saving his job.
Last week, you were like, you know what? I need to start getting some big dogs and not many people are thinking about it. That's a good one.
You like that?
Brian Flores.
That was for you.
I liked it a lot.
Brian Flores.
They're doing special team shit. They're getting kicker touchdowns.
Making the guys believe.
That's how
we believe in Brian.
They're playing hard.
Devontae Parker. Okay. My big dog, dude.
Yeah. He played very well.
He's been really good for them. Yeah. He's been their best offensive piece.
Yeah, he's been their only offensive piece.
160 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns.
Dominant.
He looks great. He's going up for balls and just making these guys look like little bitches.
They don't look like the worst team in the world
anymore.
They don't look like the worst team. Cincinnati does.
Buying in. We buy into the culture.
That's Flores. I love it, dude.
Flores.
Let's go, baby. All right. Final thoughts.
Well, I was going to shout out our friends at Fan Friction.
Nice. I need to start putting that at the beginning.
Cart from Devin making podcasts for everyone to listen to their stuff. It's just about,
we understand the grind.
Yeah. Deep grinding. Understand it. Yeah. They release podcasts making fun of people's fan fiction they find on the internet. It's a little raunchy, you know, just like Chase likes it. Follow him on Twitter at what? Fan_friction.
What are you asking us? This is your final thought.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Our Friction _fan. Sorry, that's what it is. Friction_fan.
It's the red logo. Yeah. The red Fan Friction logo.
Fan Friction.
Keep an eye out because I'm going on there.
Oh, yeah. So Caleb's going to go on that podcast.
Fan Friction
here.
I'm not revealing what I'm talking about, and I don't know when they're going to drop it.
Dropping it here. Probably the next week or two, I bet.
I don't know, but we're recording Wednesday.
What can I get on it?
I don't know.
I think we should bring them on this show or just come down here and do it. Over Christmas break.
Karch doesn't live here, is what I've heard.
But during Christmas break, he's here.
Yeah.
So we should all just...
We could get him. Get him doing something.
Shit.
Would you rather? We haven't done those in a while.
I think we could do something better.
Good old... What are they called? Combining. What are they called?
Crossovers.
Combining. Did you hear about this Cardinal player that got suspended?
Trevor Shaw?
For betting on games?
The Shaw.
Josh Shaw.
No.
He got suspended.
He's been on the IR since August or something.
For the full 2020 season because he was legally betting on football games.
Football? Yeah. The baseball player got.
No, it's
Arizona Cardinals player on the IR. Got suspended for the entire next season because he was legally betting on football games.
So he's playing what, FanDuel? Did we ever figure out?
And
you can't do that on your own sport.
The release said they found no evidence of him using any, what would you call it, insider information.
Dude, he's probably just
like
chilling
at
home bored. He's like,
he's on the IR.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
A couple $100 on a team.
And freaking, I saw this because Dave Portnoy tweeted about it and was like, guys can beat their wives.
Yeah, right.
Get suspended for 4 games, and this guy gets
that
suspended.
That is true. I didn't even think about
an
that.
An entire season because he's on the IR legally betting on
back
sports.
Back in the late 90s, Leonard Little drunk driving killed a girl, and he fucking got to play that season.
The NFL's fucked.
It's so
Kareem
that's all
Hunt
I'm saying.
Is playing the season.
Kareem Hunt.
The NFL's fucked.
10 games?
That's it.
Tyreek Hill.
Six games.
That's my final thought.
And he beat his pregnant wife.
Well, the NFL is stupid.
The NFL, Roger That's Goodell, so you're dumb. A fucking horrible person.
You are. You're a piece of shit.
You got to fix your league, bud.
Yeah. Fix your life. Fix your morals. Okay. Is it my turn?
Fix your face, Roger.
What's your final thought? Because I don't know if I like this one.
Oh, you don't like this final thought? So, Wednesday. This weekend, I found out that one of my good friends of mine have the coolest middle name of all time. So I want to go around this round table and we talk about our middle names. Caleb, what's your middle name?
Michael.
No shit. We have so many white guys right here. Mine's Tanner. And then we got Evgeny.
Your middle name's Tanner?
Wait.
Say it again.
Evgeny.
Evgeny with
Luke's,
an E?
Luke's middle name is Evgeny.
Evgeny Morgan.
Isn't that not the most badass thing ever?
That's pretty cool.
How did Luke, you learn this?
They were, I don't know. I was, yeah, Luke, I served Luke because apparently all my friends come in. Luke, if you would have ate with anybody except Hubs and John Mowry, I would have gave you a discount. But you went with them.
Luke's
so
got all these details of his life under wraps Evgeny. That we don't know about.
Yeah, what the hell? We have so many bombshells dropped on us.
And he just like lets us know periodically.
My question is, why didn't you go with that as your first name? Like how some people are like, hey.
True,
I don't think he picked it. I'm just going to go out on a hunch
like,
and say.
Like no. 10 or 12, you're going
to
be like.
Oh, well, I didn't pick Chase, and I didn't pick Tanner, and I didn't pick Young Walter.
Well, you said, why didn't he go with it?
You can be like, because some people pick their middle name as
Luke. Luke Baker. Actually, I go by Evgeny.
That's fucking badass. You'd be like, oh, shit. Like. We're playing baseball
like,
against this kid named Evgeny. Did they get him from the Russian mob?
This guy hits home runs, yeah.
This guy's yakking over here. Evgeny's badass.
Evgeny
All
Baker.
I'm saying is you should have went. I'm going to start calling you Evgeny. How about that?
What a fun
Evgeny. Who's all coming up to play football? Oh, it's me, my buddy Evgeny, Caleb. Evgeny?
Producer.
Who the hell?
Producer Evgeny.
You got some Siberian friend or some shit?
I like to play hockey, too.
You got some Serbian bastard? That's badass. Congratulations, Luke.
Congrats on your cool name. Name.
Very cool middle name.
That is a cool middle name. I'd pick that over Tanner. Tanner sucks ass.
My twin brother and I have the same middle name.
My parents
are that lazy.
Mike?
Why?
Chad and my dad have the same middle name.
I don't fucking know. And Corey.
Wait, yeah, Chad and Corey have the same middle name. Yeah. And then they're just like, yeah, throw Tanner in for him. And that makes sense why I don't get along with anybody in my family. They wanted me to be the black sheep.
It worked.
Edward? Yeah. Edward, I think.
You don't know it?
Edward?
Come on.
They're all CEJ, and then I'm CTJ. Mm. Stupid. But yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's my final thought.
Okay.
Congratulations, Luke.
Evgeny. Cool. Spread the word.
Spread it. Evgeny.